Hey, everybody. The following episode of The Cantori Show with Taylor Steele, brought to you by March and Ash, San Diego's premier cannabis dispensary with locations in City Heights, Mission Valley, up in North County, the Vista area, to be exact. Coming soon to Chula Vista with two locations, IB, Imperial Beach, right before the split in the Coronado. And check them out online if you want to do the curbside pickup or delivery, marchandash.com. How awesome is this? A new San Diego supergroup by the name of Plosives, featuring John Reese of Drive Like Jehu, Rocket from the Crypt, Hot Snakes, Rob Crow, one of my faves on vocals, Rob from Pinback, and then you have on drums just ripping Adam Willard of Angels and Airwaves Against Me, also ex-Rocket from the Crypt, and this new song, Hit the Brakes, is off their forthcoming new record, which was produced over at Singing Serpent, which is right around the corner from my house, with Ben Moore and Reese's brother, Dean Reese. And if the rest of the album sounds like this track, I'm friggin' pumped. As stoked as I am to talk to Taylor Steele today. And if you grew up here in Southern California, if you've been influenced by surf culture and music like Blink, Pennywise, Jack Johnson, Offspring, Pivot. Remember Pivot? Sprung Monkey. What's up, Steve? Taylor Steele helped bring a lot of these bands to the forefront with his surf films. He's been making surf movies for almost 30 years now. In fact, let's see here. Next year, Momentum will be celebrating its 30th anniversary, if you remember that one, with Kelly Slater, Shane Dorian, Rob Machado, a very young Rob Machado, and also featured the music of Blink and Pennywise and Offspring, as I mentioned earlier. And Taylor's gone on to have just an insane career over the last 30 years in the surf film industry. He's served as a director, a producer. He's got his own production company. And he's a tastemaker. I mean, he's worked for huge brands and collaborated with major over the years celebrities. And today have the pleasure of talking to him about his Salento Surf Festival, which is happening, well, starting tomorrow and running through Friday over at the La Paloma Theater in Encinitas. It's the first annual Salento Surf Festival, and Salento also happens to be the name of his tequila brand. So we talk about the festival here, and then his tequila brand. And before we get to that, do want to thank our friends over at Baja Bound Mexican Auto Insurance. If you're heading south of the border, perhaps you're taking a surf trip. Maybe Taylor's filming you. You need to get yourself some auto insurance, protect those personal belongings, and you can do so at BajaBound.com. I know Josh Kerr has been a longtime pro surfer. Josh Kerr, longtime customer of Baja Bound. I've been using them, protecting my wave storms. Kidding. But it's all about the vehicles and making sure your car is protected. You don't want to go to some of the, you know, those janky places off the 805 before you hit, or the 5 before you hit the border. Take care of it in advance. Just hit the website, BajaBound.com, and you can print your policy out in a matter of minutes. Also want to put a couple of shows on your radar, starting with tomorrow night, September 22nd, which is a Wednesday night here in San Diego. We've got Modest Mouse performing at the Open Air Theater, the Cal Coast Credit Union, OAT, over at SDSU. You can get your tickets now at a pretty decent price point. In fact, I was talking to my wife about heading down because I check the set list. Anytime a band comes to town, I see what they're playing, and I go to that like setlist.com. And Modest Mouse playing a lot of old stuff off Good News for People Who Love Bad News, Moon in Antarctica. Saw they had Third Planet on the playlist, Cowboy Dan. I'm like, I'm in. Modest Mouse tomorrow night, September 22nd, Cal Coast Credit Union Open Air Theater. Also coming to town, 311 with Iration. It's amazing how big Iration is. I think they just played here, too. But they sell out every show they play. 311 still huge. That show happening at the North Island Credit Union Amphitheater, Saturday, October 16th. That's when that show is happening. Again, it's 311. Nick Hexum coming to town with Peanut and S.A. Martinez. Saturday, October 16th, North Island Credit Union Amphitheater. So let's go. Talk to Taylor Steele.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I appreciate you asking. It's an interesting time to be alive, but I have found my place, and I'm okay with my place, and doing that work on myself, you know, and working on being a better human every day, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's a good progress there.
Thank you. It's funny, because I was even reading the description of Salento as it relates to the tequila brand Salento, not the festival. And it was, you know, putting an emphasis on being present and slowing down in life. And I'm like, wow, that speaks and resonates with me.
That's right. Yeah. This Salento, you know, it's sort of covering all my interests in life. So it's tequila, it's film, it's surfing, all those things.
Yeah, but it seems like it's wrapped around a theme, and please correct me if I'm wrong, about just really slowing down too and enjoying the moment.
Yeah. It's some of those things that we all need. It's like sort of a reminder and something to help you transition from work mode and thinking about the future to just being present and slowing down and really just sort of rewarding yourself with time and how you spend that time, whether it's with people or by yourself, and just that important side of just, you know, having moments that you appreciate compared to just moments that you're just sort of ignoring because you're so focused on the future.
Yeah. Oh man, can I relate to that? And what do you think? You think that just comes with age and wisdom?
I think, you know, like for me, like living in North County, you sort of have it more than in other places. But when I lived in New York, I was, you know, just caught up in the tempo of things and enjoying it, you know, creatively. It was so stimulated. But then I realized when I was most present was when I was like sipping tequila with friends and just sort of catching up on the day and not really creating and working. And so it reminded me of like when I would go to the ocean and in those moments. And so it just sort of made me focus on it more and then really be aware of those moments and not just take them for granted.
And do you still bounce between Encinitas and New York, or is North County your permanent home now?
Yeah, I'm pretty much back in North County full time. I was overseas for 12 years and then in New York for 4 years. So I haven't been in North County for a while, and coming home was a real downshift in tempo.
I bet.
And so, I actually found myself like complaining about it a little bit, like, why don't we have this? Why don't we have that? New York has this, and sort of comparing the two. And I know the plus sides of here is it's a lot more physical and just healthier lifestyle. But I was missing sort of that creative and that culture and just actually even knowing my neighbors more and knowing everybody around me.
Yeah.
In New York, I knew my butcher and I knew, you know, my deli owner and just, I don't know. There's something about maybe that you're not in cars and you're not in your bubble, that you just are more outgoing in New York.
People seem to be more accepting also back in New York. We're here sometimes. It's not so friendly at times. It can be a little, superficial or judgmental, where I feel like New York just, I love feeling small in New York.
Yeah. I think we in New York, you share the weather, you share the heartaches and the toughness of New York and that sort of bonds you. But here, like, that idea of like knowing your neighbor and having a reason to connect with them was sort of why I started the festival. It was like just missing that culture, missing that community side of things. And then that was sort of what stimulated that, like, instead of complaining about it, why don't I do something about it?
Take action. Yeah. And you've put together something really, holy shit, super special with you. It's just because it resonates with me. And obviously it's everything I'm interested in. So I'm a little biased, but you're doing it right. And please tell us about the Salento Surf Festival, which kicks off tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you know, it was an idea that's been, you know, stewing for a while. And I finally got back from overseas and I'm like, I'm just going to do it this year. And we sort of real quickly put it together. But it all started to gel, and I really felt the energy of people excited to support it. And the idea is music, it's conversation, it's old surf films, it's new surf films. And it's really just an excuse for everybody to come together. And night one, we have this TV series, film series called The Drive Through. We're bringing the whole crew back together, and we're sort of going through memory lane on all these old films. And the cast will be on stage, and we'll talk to them about it all. We have some new films called Reckless Isolation, and this that's a more typical surf film. And then we have this one that's made in Cuba about this new surf tribe that's really just wants to be seen and wants surfing to be allowed. It's not allowed everywhere, and it sort of documents these surfers trying to be a surfer in Cuba. And then we have some short films on top of that, and music as well. So that's like night one, and each night sort of has that sort of that energy of there's a whole bunch of different things, and I'm actually adding stuff as we speak,
and you're going to be hosting the first night, correct?
Yeah, I'm definitely out of my comfort zone, and just sort of we'll be talking through the whole thing and trying to give a flow to it, trying to give just that sort of fan, the filmmaker fan, the surf fan.
Oh, you're the perfect guy. I can't wait.
Yeah. So I'll be interviewing. We have directors from all the films coming down, and then we have the cast that night. And then the next night we have Mick Fanning coming down, and I've done so many crazy trips with Mick. We went to Rwanda. We went to Spain running with the bulls.
Damn.
We went to Bahamas and South Australia diving with great whites and tiger sharks. And so all those films, I'm just sort of going to go through the adventure side of Mick, not the competition side, but sort of his second chapter where he basically says yes. And to put himself in these experiences to sort of, I guess, be present.
And then the
third night is more female focused, and there's a beautiful film, a documentary called Women Can't Surf, and that's our headliner. And then we have some cool short films that surround that. And then in the very start of the night, we're gonna do some other films that aren't female focused. We're gonna do Kelly Slater Black and White. It's a 30-year anniversary.
Damn, it's been 30 years. Woo!
Yes, we have a director coming down, Richard Wilcock. He went on to start Volcom. He's going to come down and do Q&A, and you know, there might be another special guest that stars in that one too, but I don't want to promise anything. It's fun.
Yeah, and then you've also got our friend Donovan Frankenreiter's coming through, and Rob Machado is obviously going to be involved, yeah. And Benji and Gigi and Dane. I mean, you've got all the heavy hitters and people you've been working with for decades now.
Yes. Yeah. It's fun. It's like a really fun sort of celebration of surfing.
How cool. And I wanted to delve a little bit into the Salento brand itself as it relates to the tequila. How long has it been up and running now?
It's been about 2 years that I started it, and it's a big learning curve on it all, but I'm having a lot of fun learning all the things it takes. I'm just a huge fan of tequila and the artisanal side of it. And we have an artisanal brand that's small batch, single estate. So it's not a big corporate thing. It's just real high quality tequila.
How did you really get introduced to it? Because that's something I would never imagine doing. But how friggin' cool!
And you know, like I was working with so many brands as a creative director, and there's a lot of things that I enjoyed with it on the creative side. But I was almost feeling like I wanted to believe in it all the way through, and there's certain things that weren't consistent with what my beliefs were, and so I decided to start it from scratch. And I was really trying to think about what to start, what brand. And I just went, well, I love really nice sipping tequila. There hasn't been a brand that I really resonated with as far as knowing who does it, who they are, and like have that sort of culture behind it. Most brands are all about the technique of how you make it and not really a message of that goes beyond that. So for me, as I started like looking into that space, I just fell in love with this organic distillery down in Mexico, a three generation family that's been doing it there. It's Amatitan down in Tequila Valley and Jalisco. So once I tasted the tequila and worked with them to sort of get the right flavor notes, I felt like, all right, this will be easy. This is the best tasting tequila I've ever had. All I have to do is do a little bit of marketing. And I've learned from them that it's a lot harder than that. There's a lot of logistics, but I think we like when finally people try it, they'll fall in love with it. And so I feel good about that. It's just harder to get the word out than I thought it would be.
And I was going to ask, like for myself, you know, I don't know a ton about tequila, but I do know that I love a sipping tequila, but I really wouldn't know where to start, where to find it. You know, there's a place down the street from my house, Cantina Mahuel, I think is how you pronounce it. I'm sure I'm gringoizing it, but it's a tequila bar and it's a renowned tequila bar. And I see all the bottles. I don't even know where to start. So how do you acquire it? How do you find it?
Yeah, like we launched after like 4 years of research and working on it, on flavor notes and bottle design and all these things. We launched right at 2 months before COVID. And so that changed our whole strategy. We went from like being in those cool bars that you just mentioned to being trying to figure out how to get it in people's homes. And so we pivoted and went to different places like Whole Foods and BevMo and Total Wines and those sort of places that do home delivery. And then just started working backwards from there and getting some of the other spots that deliver. But our footprint isn't big in the bars. It's more in the where you buy it for your home mini
retail.
Bar.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then do you have an introduction, you know, introductory tequila, or how many different varieties you're producing?
We have three flavors, and the Blanco, I always recommend starting with the Blanco. It's how you taste the agave. The way we've done it is really just the best part of the agave is used. So it's naturally sweet, no additives, and it's organic. And most people think that all tequilas are organic, and it's not true. There's when they're young, they need a lot of pesticides and to sort of stabilize them. And I really think you taste it deep down in there. So ours is organic, and it's from one field, and it's really So the Blanco, start there, and then we have a Reposado that's aged 9 months, and then Añejo that's aged 18 months, and those are long for those things. You could do a repo in 2 months or an Añejo in 12. And so we let ours age, and that taste you try.
And what's the difference for the unknowing? What would the difference between the Blanco and those two be? How do they all differ?
Yeah, so it sits in a whiskey barrel, and that whiskey sort of seeps into the tequila and darkens it. So that's what gives it that sort of caramel color. And it gets sweeter as it goes, but it also takes on a little bit more of a whiskey tone to it. And
Got
so
it.
if you like a sipping whiskey, then you would lean towards more of the añejo. And then if you like more of a, you know, gin or vodka, then you'd go more for the blanco, I think. But for me, like, I've been drinking tequila so long that I haven't tried vodka or gin in a long time.
No, yeah. I'm in. I'm going to start on the blanco level. I'm going to get off the Cuervo. Yeah. And on the Solenta. Yeah. I'm kidding. I haven't had Cuervo yeah. since I was in college.
Yeah, that's a mix, though. It's not even pure tequila, so that's a hangover waiting.
Yeah, yeah. And with your tequila, obviously, I was going to even say, it's like putting, you don't mix it with anything. This is just a sipping. This is a sipping drink. You're not mixing this with any sweeteners or Grand Marnier or that sort of stuff. That would be like putting ketchup on a good steak.
Yeah, I don't. But look, like, whatever... You know, it's all your ingredients. If you like margaritas and you use all nice ingredients, you'll taste the difference. But for me, I just drink it with on the rocks, and I like that.
That's taste. My style. Well, I look forward to checking some out. I will definitely be consuming and exploring your world of tequila, while definitely encouraging people to check out the Solento Surf Festival. Encinitas La Paloma Theater runs through the 22nd through the 24th. And after this, this is all said and done, obviously you've curated this entire event. What's, I know how much work that takes. What's next for you?
Yeah, I think, well, this is the first annual. I'm convinced that we're going to do it again next year. It'll be bigger, more music acts. One of my movies is coming up on a 30-year anniversary with some of the punk rock stuff. And so I'll try to get some of those bands to play. And I'm looking forward to just having a reason to everybody to get together
and keep it moving and keep doing it annually. I love it. Well, yeah. Continued success with it. And I look forward to checking it out.
All right. Talk to you later, Chris.
Very cool. Thank you so much to Taylor Steele for coming on the show here. And be sure to subscribe if you haven't done so already to the Cantori Show podcast, which you can find on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts. And we've got a lot going on behind the scenes as it relates to our little podcast network here, which includes my friend Chris Cote and Todd Richards over at the Monday Mass. They're part of our little network here, which will be growing over the next couple of weeks, months. So be on the lookout for that. Otherwise, if you'd like to attend the Solento Surf Festival, hit their website, Solento, S-O-L-E-N-T-O, tequila.com. Get yourself some tickets. I believe some nights are already sold out, but you'll also find information as to where you can get the tequila. And I look forward to sampling some and reporting back to you. Otherwise, on our next show, we're going to be talking to Squints. From The Sandlot. Remember The Sandlot and Squints? Well, Chauncey is his real name. Will be joining us to talk about not his tequila brand, but his cannabis brand, Squints, which you can, well, find at March and Ash. Imagine that. MarchandAsh.com. So before I get out of here, I thought I would play the entire Hit the Brakes track by Plosives. Hopefully it's cool. John Reese, I'm assuming, would be okay with it over at Swami Records. But Plosives, again, San Diego supergroup featuring the aforementioned John Reese of Hot Snakes, Rocket from the Crypt, Drive Like Jehu, Rob Crow of Pinback, Adam Willard of Angels and Airwaves, Rocket from the Crypt and Against Me, and Jordan Clark of Mrs. Magician. First song here, Hit the Brakes, and the band will be playing two shows in November, one at Alex's Bar in Long Beach, the other at the Courtyard downtown. That's November 6th. And they'll have their first full length available in early 22 on Reese's Swami Records. So looking forward to it. Hope you enjoy this. And if you do, be sure to stream it wherever you stream your music. Until next show, be well.